If you have a job instead of a career, will you be satisfied tomorrow? But if you develop knowledge and skills, who knows how far you can go? If you're interested in electronics technology, drafting and design, or information technology, call ITT Technical Institute. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call ITT Tech now for more information. 800-741-5123. 800-741-5123.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construct and belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Oh yes, good evening. Welcome to Ever Beyond. Tonight's subject is initiation all around. We are seeing things happening, and we are feeling it, and the way we are feeling it will actually be a result of our level of initiation and which initiation we'll be taking at the time. So if you have had some very strange symptoms in the last week or so, particularly in the last couple of days, do give us a call on 1-646-929-0353, 1-646-929-0353, and we can discuss things and see how you are, as opposed to how you were, which is probably very different from how you are today. Time does seem to be speeding up, as Mr. Lungold said. Ian X. Lungold is a recommended viewer, if you search on YouTube for Ian X Lungold and Mayan Calendar Moves North. This is a marvelous video lecture of a description of how the Mayan calendar works and how it all culminates in about October, November, and how everything is changing very, very rapidly. So what the purport is that every 20 days we have an entire evolutionary shift, and it certainly seems to have been going on in the last few months. So bring that back together with the ancient wisdom of the seven rays and the path of initiation. We have the symptoms and body experiences of basically initiation is the reconnection of our sacred electrical etheric body, and it's been broken down for many millennia for various reasons, and what we're seeing now is the breakdown of the system that has kept those chakras apart and in the wrong place and putting the wrong energies. So basically what's going to be happening is that new energies will be moving through your sacral center and your base center and your brow center. And this is in alignment with also what's going on with the planet, the planetary changes, the fate of Japan, within Japan there have been a lot of people who've taken initiation. This is how initiation happens. It doesn't happen when you're sitting watching the sofa or watching TV. It's when you're faced with a crisis, and it's really mostly about how you face the crisis, how you do it, and what energy you use, and how your attitude is towards it. And what we've seen in Japan is a great deal. I mean, it's been heartbreaking to see, but it's a great deal of nobility, of people being as calm as they can, not running around screaming, going mad, this is the end of the world. No, it's just another world to rebuild. And this is part of the initiation. This is part of the initiation of humanity, because it starts with 3-7. It starts with the sacral center and the throat center. It starts with the creativity and the communications network. So what we're seeing is a certain amount of reordering of societies. And we'll also be seeing part of the corruption. We'll see probably see the corruption being expunged in Japan first, as they sack the people who are responsible for all of this, in their country at least. And then we'll see the whole thing sweep over the world, and so we'll see the previous minions of the powers that be, who have been going around, no names mentioned, Fred Allen, with earthquake generating devices. They don't actually, they probably do realize that what they're doing is for the eventual good. It's just that they don't really need to do it. It's all going to happen naturally anyway. But their attitude is to make the breed stronger. So they put it under various tests. And these earthquake machines and tsunamis and all of these things, they're all to do with, a lot to do with the Fed, with money and the central banking system. In fact, most of the wars that we have are not really about oil. They're not really about Stargates. They're about the Fed and the Federal Reserve being the chief of the powers that be. They're the ones that tell everybody what to do. And they're a fraudulent organization. So this is the primary expression of the third ray. And it's about to come into communication with the sacral center. And the sacral center is about right relationship. And what's going to be happening is that right relationship will be established. What that means is that, your kind of constitutional laws and laws that govern human behavior with each other will be recognized to be coming back to the law of the land, common law, rather than the commercial law, the maritime law, law of the sea. When you're having the restructuring of our society, which is, if you haven't noticed yet, it's time to wake up, because there are major changes that are going on in the world. We've been talking about this for quite a while now, but now they're actually happening. We've been gearing up for it, and now it's coming to the head. And the world at large is beginning to see how corrupt bankers are, and how corrupt politicians are, and how little effect they have, really, politicians. And that it's really the bankers who do what they like and think they can get away with it, because they've got all the money in the world. Well, they may have money, but they don't have relationship. And relationship is going to be the order of the moment as we stretch on through this year and into next. It's going to be a very revealing time. You will see people who will be excommunicated from their groups. We are going to see people leaving groups, people actually seeing the kind of, I don't want to put it the error of their ways, but people who will be seeing the reality behind the illusion that they were under. So when people realize really what money is really all about, people are going to start rethinking it and rethinking, what do I use it for? I use it for trading. Well, let's trade with it. Let's trade without it. And then you have the restructuring of society, which means our political systems and things like that will be moved into a new dimension, where its actual relationship is the most important thing, not who's paying the most money to most PR companies. We're going to see the end of all that because humanity will see through it. Not all of them, a lot of them, as they are called, are very flock-like. They're moved by the emotional sways on the television and the persuasion that they get on the television. But what if we suddenly lose our televisions? What if all the satellites go out? What if the TV transmitters get blown up by... I'm not saying that they may be blown up by terrorists. I'm saying they may be blown up by the sun. Because I don't know about you. I went out into the sun today for maybe 5-10 minutes, and my skin feels burned. I feel rather toasted, and I've had headaches all week. I don't know if anybody's been having headaches, but this would be a symptom of the movement of the fifth ray into the brow center. It will be a new awareness. With this, you see the reality, the knowledge, the concrete reality behind things that you were maybe previously glittered by, maybe glamoured by, that you perhaps see through something that you used to believe in. Let's put it that way. Maybe you're a football fan and suddenly something goes wrong and you can't play football or you can't watch it or something. You know, you see how your favorite star is not really a nice person, not really worth emulating. So we have a movement that is going on within our bodies, within the body of humanity. And when in the kind of new age parlance, or as the people that you might see on the internet, they call it ascension. But the ancient wisdom calls it initiation, and it follows in a very specific way. And if you go to my website on www.7rays.info, you can see the diagram there. If you click on the diagram, you see a human body, and you see these colored circles and numbers in them. It's a very densely packed informative diagram there, and it describes not only the chakras in our body, but the rays that move through those chakras, and then also the path of initiation. And on a higher level, it talks about complementarity of certain rays, and basically the complements are the movements from the higher center to the lower center, the connection between that. Which, when it comes out, it comes out as ray 3 with ray 7, and then ray 2 with ray 6, and then finally ray 1 with ray 4. Now, this may not mean very much to you, but if you study all these other shows that I've been doing, that will make perfect sense. And those are the three initiations. So Let's unpackage that, and let's see if we can take that from the first part, which is the first initiation. First initiation happens at the sacral center, and we bring in the seventh ray of right relationships, of ceremonial order, of magic, rhythm. So how does that relate to relationship? Well, it means that... certain group meetings may happen on a regular basis. Certain practices go on. And that may not necessarily mean a ritual. And here's the big difference between what we call old age and new age. Old age, Piscean age. So I don't like to use the word new age because it's now loaded. So I'm going to say Aquarian and Piscean, but that's not referring to the people with star signs of Aquarius or people with star signs of Pisces. I'm talking about the general philosophical leaning of the human race, which is what the ages are all about. And so when we're moving from a Piscean point of view, which is ritual-based, you see all these rituals. I don't know if you've ever watched the opening of the British Parliament or, if you're very lucky, a Freemasonic ceremony. Incredibly dull, incredibly ordered. They are very, very fixed as to what they do. And they're also almost meaningless because their original meaning has been lost. The same as with church services as well, particularly the traditional things. So what I'm talking about is a movement away from doing things by rote in the form of a tradition towards a movement towards using elements that exist in different rituals and forms for a specific purpose. So, for instance, the lighting of a candle to bring the element of fire into the room, the bringing of a feather to bring the animal kingdom or the bird kingdom into the ceremony, and the understanding of why you're doing any particular thing. This is a seventh ray and Aquarian age kind of thing to do. So the old age of Pisces is now moving out, and we're also seeing its detritus, the playing out of the negative side of the sixth ray. And many people have had rather difficult parents, incredibly judgmental, who are often violent or addictive or incredibly bigoted and religious and separative, whereas dualistic, which is essentially the Piscean age way. It was us or them. It was heaven or hell. It was the winners and the losers. To the great detriment of all the millions of people who weren't the winners. And so we're going to see a greater movement towards the collective in the seventh ray age, in the new age. God, I'm sorry about that. We have new energies that are moving in and old energies that are moving out. And that means that people with sixth ray souls are on the way out and people with seventh ray souls are on the way in. In fact, most children born nowadays have a seventh ray soul, apart from those who have got a particular karma, whether it's good or it's bad karma. Good karma tends to bring you into the second ray soul, and bad karma tends to maybe bring you into the fourth ray or some other difficult ray. Anyway, so when you have a planetary initiation, large numbers of movements from one to the other, so many, many forms dying off and many new forms coming in. And within that, you have the different flavors of all the rays. So you have many people with seventh ray souls, and generally a lot of my audience, I'd say about 90% of my audience, have seventh ray souls. And I'm not saying that that's the way humanity is, because there's a lot of people who don't watch internet radio or listen to internet radio or do this kind of thing. And it isn't necessarily the seventh ray souls who are looking for the answers to the experiences that they're having. And here we are. This takes us back to what are these experiences? Right. So in the first initiation, this affects the sacral center and the throat center. So you may find yourself with lower backache or kidney issues or issues related to reproduction. Let's put it that way, or creativity. You know, you may find yourself experiencing, you know, months of writer's block. Difficulties with bladders and things like that. And then we also have throat issues, and the usual thing is the throat before the cold, or a neck ache, or broken neck, or some shoulder issues, or things like that. So we find that that within people who are experiencing the first initiation, they'll be experiencing changes in relationship, changes in the ability to communicate, to express themselves. So they may find themselves able to express themselves a little more clearly. This may be the result of trying to keep your thoughts a little more purely, because part of the ancient teaching says that right thoughts produce right speech, and right speech produces right actions. So it's all about bringing things back into order from a disorder. Second initiation, very briefly, will be something that not so many people will be experiencing, because as a humanity, we're going to be going through the first initiation. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy for everybody. In fact, initiations are often about overcoming difficulties. It's about how you find yourself in a given situation and how you stay true to yourself within those given situations, or at least stay, you know, you do what you can to stay calm. Within the situation of the second initiation, you're going to be asked to change your way you look at the duality in our world. And a lot of people are actually doing that at the moment. And it's basically going from a world of duality to a world of singularity, of unity. So, for instance, instead of saying, oh, I've had a terrible day and all this has gone wrong and this is awful and he's terrible and she made me do this and all of those things, that you see each of those opportunities for expansion, for greater loving. So, oh, yes, I faced a couple of challenges today and I overcome them. That's more like it. It's about changing your judgmentalism. Yes, lo and behold, judgmentalism is not a spiritual quality. It's a very, very 3D quality. It's a very, very materialistic quality. And it's the result of hundreds and hundreds of years of sixth-ray energy playing on the planet and kind of overspilling a bit. It's sixth-ray energy is the astral form of illusion and glamour, which is an esoteric term for a large kind of, well, it's basically the matrix, a large veil of illusion that can go between reality and one's eyes. And we see a lot of that going on in the news. Basically, they're using NLP techniques to increase the amount of illusion and delusion on the planet, and it's coming through your news services. So the best thing really is to turn off the telly and start listening to a lot more internet radio, because at least you're going to learn something while you're occupying the time between silences. In the end, that's the best place, is your own inner silence, and listen to that. Although I've had some terrible tinnitus over the last few days, and it's very difficult to listen to the inner silence with all this whizzing and wheezing going on. So then, once the chakras in the body, namely the sacral center, the solar plexus center, the heart center, and the throat center, once they're all clear, they all come in alignment with the brow center. ready for the third initiation. The third initiation is where the crown center makes contact with the base center. The light from the crown center lights up, shines down into the base center, and then the kundalini rises from there. The only way this happens all through the initiations is harmlessness. You cannot do it using manipulative forms of energies, energy movements like yogic forms or martial arts forms. You must be harmless. It would be very, very difficult. It would take a very, very determined dark soul to do all this and not stay in the light, because staying in the light is basically keeping things light and not using your desire to manipulate the world, but just to allow the world to evolve the way the world evolves. And that's been the problem, this interference. So, be harmless. Stop interfering in the world. See what happens if you don't try to be good. See what happens if you allow the world to just do what it does. To not think, oh, this person's going to go to hell if I don't tell them. Or to think that if somebody wants to drink a soda, that they may know that it has caused various experiments to go awry, you know, that it dissolves teeth and it cleans coins. But maybe they need just a little bit more stomach acid. It's the whole thing about not judging somebody else. That's the way you ascend. You stop judging yourself, you stop judging others, and then see what happens. It's magical. Stop interfering with the world. Stop trying to tell others what you think they ought to do. Maybe start listening to yourself. Give the world a break. Give yourself a break. So we're coming up to the end of the show. We've now covered three initiations. The first, which is the throat and the sacral center. The second, which is the solar plexus and the heart center. The third and final human evolution is when you become part of the hierarchy of angels. And that is when the crown center opens up, shines light on the base center, and kundalini rises. This brings an incredible amount of energy into the body, and it enables you to do the magical feats that a third degree initiate can do. We'll see this happening. We'll see people flying and doing all sorts of interesting things. So, since nobody's called up, I'm going to complete the radio show now. And I'd like to thank you all for listening to this archive. And I'll see you sometime next week. If I can find my switchboard, I can turn them through. Play a little tune. Oh, it's very good. Very good. Yeah. Oh, come on, little talk. My computer's just stopped working. Right. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be with you next week. Maybe next week I'll have more airtime. I'm checking into it. And, there we go. I'll play my little tune. Good night, everybody.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort.